Consolidation Units 9 and 10, page 98. Listening. Exercises 1 and 2.
And so here are our local news stories for today here on WYEZ Valley Radio. First up, the manager of the community college football team, David Godber, has decided to resign from his job with immediate effect. Mr. Godber said that he didn't have any regrets about his 3 years at the college, but he thought that it was time for someone else to take control and to try to improve the team's performance. He admitted that the situation hadn't always been easy, but he said he had always tried his hardest and that some things hadn't gone his way. When we asked him what he intended to do now, he said that he wanted to take a few months off with his family to relax and to consider his future. The college's director of sports, Gordon Marsh, said that they would start looking for a replacement for Mr. Godber as soon as possible. Let's hope they can find someone who can win a game now and then. Now, an instructor at Wenbridge Art Academy has been suspended from work after a tweet that she sent last week in which she said that she hated her job. Allison Green has been at the art school for 12 years. Ms. Green admits that she sent the tweet, but says that it was not meant seriously and that it was intended only to be read by her closest friends. She also says that she now regrets sending the tweet, that she's apologized to the school for sending it, and she has closed her Twitter account. We asked the director, Elizabeth Brown, why such action had been taken, and she replied that the tweet had damaged the reputation of the school. Next Monday, there'll be a meeting at the school to decide whether to end Ms. Green's contract. Well, I don't know about you, but I think everyone hates their job sometimes, don't they? But perhaps it's better not to tweet about it, huh? And last but not least, high school student Annabelle Lee from Butler has won first prize in a magazine competition. Annabelle wrote an essay entitled Living Up to Expectations, and her answer was chosen by a panel of judges as the best one. Her prize? A one-week trip to Portugal, all expenses paid. Well done, Annabelle. Don't forget to send me a postcard, okay?